我们的这样的诗歌实在是感谢主。
Praise the Lord for such a beautiful hymn.
相信当我们在这里唱的时候，主也必侧耳听。
When we sing, I know our Lord must hear.
早晨想和弟兄姐妹从旧约的雅歌一同来认识基督的爱。
This morning I'd like to share about the love of Christ from the Song of Solomon.
请我们先打开圣经读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
雅歌书第一章。
Song of Solomon.
雅歌第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们先读雅歌第一章第二节
Verse 2。
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
第四节
Verse 4。
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me after you, let us make haste.
第二章第十六节
Chapter 2, verse 16.
良人属我，我也他。
My beloved is mine, and I am his.
下半节，他在百合花中牧放群羊。
He feeds his flock among the lilies.
好，请再翻到第六章。
Chapter 6,
第六章第三节
Verse 3。
雅歌第六章第三节，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我，他在百合花中牧放群羊。
I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
第七章第十节
Chapter 7, verse 10。
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me.
最后一处，请翻到新约圣经哥林多后书。
New Testament, Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章，我们要读十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
原来爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
这一段经节在过去的几个月里头一直在我的心里头。
And this verse, it was in my heart in the past couple of months.
好，那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
And let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，是我们还做罪人的时候，你就先爱了我们。
You loved me when we were sinners.
主，早晨我们还仰望你，在用你那舍命的大爱来吸引我们。
Good morning, Lord. We look upon you, as near by your love.
主，因你吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。
You draw us near to you, so that we run after you.
我们仰望你的爱，再来激励我们。
And we look upon your love, compels us.
我们没有一个人在为自己活。
And then none of us can no longer live for ourselves.
我们在你回来之前，我们都能够每一天为那替我们死而复活的主活。
Before you return, let us live for the Lord who's died for us.
愿你与聚会同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们知道旧约的雅歌是一卷比较特殊的一卷书。
We know in the Old Testament, the Song of Solomon is a very special book.
所以我想先问问弟兄姐妹，看大家对这一卷书熟悉程度如何。
I will ask you and how much you know about this book.
如果你读过雅歌的，请举一下手。
Raise your hand if you have read the Song of Solomon.
OK, 大概有一大半，但还有一些地方里面没有读过。不过没有关系，我尽量用比较简单的话，我们能够 略略的来对这卷书有一点认识。
It is okay if you haven't read it yet, but I will simply talk about the story in the song.
列王记上第四章告诉我们，所罗门王做了1005首的诗歌。
In 1 Kings, it tells us King Solomon, he wrote 1005 songs.
但在圣经里头只存留了这一首。
But in the Bible, it only picked this one.
我们中文称它是雅歌。
In Chinese, we call Song of Songs.
它原文也可以称为是歌中之歌。
It's called Song of Songs.
那为什么这首诗歌神特别把它留下来呢？
And then why God preserved this one?
我相信这首诗歌乃是所罗门所做的所有诗歌里头最好的一首。
And I believe this is the best one from his.
在这首雅歌里头，他说出了那个良人和那个统领之间的爱情。
And then in the Song of Songs, it talks about the love between the beloved and his girl.
虽然许多人读这卷书有不同的看法。
Even people have different opinion about this book.
特别对于它的背景有不同的理解。
Especially they have a different understanding of the background of the song.
但不可否认的，大多数的人都同意这卷书实在是说出了所罗门王和那位苏拉密女之间那个爱情的故事。
But all of them, but one in common, that means most of them, they agree that this song is talking about the love story about between Solomon and the Shulamite.
而所罗门和这位苏拉密女之间的爱情故事也预表了基督和他所爱的圣徒们之间的爱情。
The love between Solomon and the Shulamite, it represents the love between Christ and all the saints.
所以作者艾恩塞他就为了这样这首雅歌的故事的背景呢，他就说了做了一个写了一个故事。
And then, because for the background, they want to understand the background. There was a writer. His name is Harry Ironside. And then he depicted a story.
有点像我们今天现代的这个灰姑娘故事。
It looks like the story of about the Cinderella.
他说到当时做以色列王的所罗门，他在北边有一个葡萄园。
It says, King Solomon, he had a vineyard in the north.
他就将这个葡萄园呢，就托给了一个家庭，请他们来照管。
And then King Solomon entrusted a family to take care of his vineyard.
但是没过多久呢，这个家庭的男主人就过世了。
And then after a while, the father died.
所以他们这一家人的母亲，还有两个兄弟，还有呢，另外还有两个姐妹呢，他们其他的人呢，就苦待这一位姐姐。
And then the rest of the family, the mother, two brothers and two sisters, they they ill treat this older sister.
所以他们就叫这个姐姐哈，去这个在去照管这个葡萄园。
So they forced this sister to take care of the vineyard.
还要去那个旷野去牧放群羊。
And she has to go to the wilderness to herd the flocks.
我们知道在中东那里呢，太阳是很厉害的，比休斯顿还厉害。
We know the sun is even stronger. I mean, it's hotter in Middle East than Houston.
所以当这个家庭里头这个姐姐呢，因着在葡萄园里头工作，因着放牧群羊呢，就被日头晒黑了。
So this Shulamite, because she has to work under the sun, so she's very tanned.
所以有一天呢，她在葡萄园在那里工作的时候。
And one day while she was working the vineyard,
突然有一个人来到她的面前。
All of a sudden, a man came.
她就抬头一看。
And then when she raised her head,
哇，白马王子。
It is a tall and handsome guy.
Yeah, 高大又英俊的这个白马王子。
Yeah, a tall and handsome prince.
对吧？那时候他是一个牧人的打扮。
And he dressed himself like a shepherd.
这个高大俊美的牧人呢，就定睛看着这个童女，这个牧羊女。
And this tall and handsome shepherd is gazed at at this girl.
看着这个童女呢，就非常害羞的，就不敢看她。
So the girl was feel shy.
她就跟她说，不要看着我。
And then she said, "Don't look at me."
因为我好黑。
Because I'm very tan.
那是因日头把我晒黑了。
Because of the sun.
童女自己觉得自己实在是一点都不美。
She doesn't think she's.
但这个高大俊美的牧羊人却对她说。除了你的秀美之外，我一无所见。
But the shepherd told her, "I see nothing but your beauty."
你在我眼中乃是毫无瑕疵。
And then you are flawless.
而这个牧羊人就对这个牧羊女说。
So the shepherd told the girl.
他说他将要离开。
And then he will leave soon.
离开一段时间。
For a little while.
但他还要再回来。
But he will return.
他要回来娶她，做他的心腹。
He will return and marry her.
结果这一离开呢，就经过了好长一段的漫长的时间。
And there was a long time after he left.
而在这个时间过程当中呢，就是这雅歌的故事。
And then during this waiting time, that is this song.
这童女呢？有时候突然间听见这位他所爱的这位牧羊人的声音。
The Shulamite sometimes all of a sudden heard a voice from the shepherd.
有时候好像看见他的身影。
And then sometimes it seems she sees him.
他一醒来，原来是一场梦。
And then actually it was a dream.
他一直等着这位爱他也是他所爱的这个牧人回来娶。
So she was waiting for the shepherd who's in love with her and then to marry her.
终于到了有一天。
And then finally one day,
他所住的村庄整个都轰动起来。
The whole village was stirred.
原来有皇家的那个军兵啊，来到他们的村子里。
And then it because it was a royal chariots came to the village.
那个非常尊贵的使者就来到他家。
And a noble messenger
就告诉这个女子说，我们这个国王啊要见你。
And then he said to the girl, and the king wants to see you.
可是牧羊女就很奇怪，说为什么国王要见我呢？
So she's very surprised, and why the king wants to see me.
当这使者把她带到国王的面前。
When the ambassador took her to the king.
她抬头一看，原来这位国王就是那位她所爱的牧人。
And then this king was the one that she loved.
然后他就在那里呼喊着说：“我属我的良人，他也属我。”
So she shouted, "I am my beloved, and he is mine."
实在是说出了雅歌的故事。
The story of the Song of Songs.
实在也说出了基督与我们之间那爱的故事。
That is the love story between Christ and us.
虽然我们没有一个人是俊美的。
Even none of us are beautiful.
在他的眼中，我们应该是不俊美的。
We're ugly.
我们对自己的认识，我们觉得在神面前，我们实在是没有什么俊美。
We think before God, there's nothing beautiful in us.
但是主却告诉我们，在他的眼中，我们却是秀美。
But the Lord told us in His eyes we are beautiful.
在他的眼中，我们是毫无瑕疵。
In His eyes we are flawless.
所以难怪我们要唱这样的诗歌。
No wonder we will sing the song.
因为主实在是爱了我们。
Because our Lord truly loves us.
他应许我们，他还要再回来。
He promised us he will return.
他必要回来，迎娶我们做他的心腹。
He must return and marry us bride.
所以我们知道基督与我们之间的关系实在就是这样一个爱的关系。
No, this is the relation that we have with the Lord.
当我们初出蒙恩的时候
When we just saved,
或许我退半步说
let me take it back.
在我们还没有遇见主之前
Before we meet the Lord,
我们活在这个世界里头
We live in the world,
我们都被日头晒黑了
And we are all tanned by the sun.
我们每个人身上都有那个世界的味道
And we all have the influence from the world.
但感谢主，有一天我们遇见了我们的主。
But thank Lord, one day we meet Him.
那我们被他的爱所摸着。
And then we are moved by His love.
我们发现他向我们的爱是那样的坚定不移。
And then we know His love towards us is so strong.
是那样的满有恩典又有恩慈。
And then full of grace and mercy.
但我们对他的爱呢？
But how about on our response to him.
当然起初因为他的大爱我们也爱他。
At the beginning, because of his great love, we love him too.
不发现我们对主的爱常常摇摆不定。
As time goes by, and then our love becomes stable.
也时常的改变。
Change.
但感谢神他对我们的爱却从来没有改变。
But thank the Lord, his love never changes.
他的爱没有放过我。
And then his love, he never gave us up.
所以他用他的爱来吸引我们。
So he drew us near by his love.
他用他的爱来召唤我们。
He calls us by his love.
他用他的爱来激励我们。
And then he compels us by his love.
叫我们来跟随他。
So that we can run after him.
所以我们看见主用他的爱这样子来带领我们。
So we see the Lord guides us by his love.
到一个地步，他的爱能够完全的刻印在我们心里。
And then until to the point his love will engrave in our hearts.
到一个地步，我们因着他爱的激励，我们愿意起来跟随他。
To the point because of his love compels us, we would like to rise up and follow him.
所以我们刚刚所读到三处有其中有三处雅各的经文，乃是这位童女她所发出的一个呼喊。
The three verses we just read, it is a declaration from the girl.
所以我就以这位童女她三次的呢，来将雅各分成三落。
And let me paragraph the into let me divide this song into three paragraphs by her declaration.
叫我们看基督的爱是如何在我们身上来吸引我们，来召唤我们，来激励我们。
Let us to see how the love of Christ to come draw us near to call us.To follow him.
我们知道爱情啊是非常主观的。
And then we know that love is very subjective.
而且它是充满了变化。
And it's full of change.
我们很难呢，就是把它这个很清楚，就是分成三段。
We cannot clearly divide into three paragraphs.
为了让弟兄姐妹能够明白，我们。比较好认识的话，我们就将这样基督爱在我们身上的带领呢，分成这三个段落。
For us, the better understanding, let us just to put it into three steps.
第一个阶段呢，我称它是爱的起始阶段。
The first step I would call is the beginning of the.
就是这位童女所说，良人属我也属他。
This is the Shulamite says, my beloved is mine and I am his.
这也是我们刚刚出蒙恩的第一个阶段，是不是
？That's the first step that when we just saved.
当我们认识到主这么爱我们
，When we know the Lord loves us so much.
为我们的罪流血舍命
，And he shed his blood, he gave his life to us for our sins.
就像早晨我们波饼聚会当中所祷告的
，And that is like the prayer that we had in the communion service.
所以很自然，我们当我们进入这爱的开始的第一个阶段。
And then naturally, when we enter this first stage,
我们就和这个童女一样说，良人属我。
We will say, "My beloved is mine, like the Shulamite."
耶稣为我。
And Jesus for me.
为我流血舍命。
Jesus shed his blood,
gave his life for me. 为我复活升天。
He rise for me.
他还要为我，还要回来。
And he will return for me.
这是我们天然的心思。
That's our natural thoughts.
所以呢，在第一章第二节那边，这位童女了。因你的爱情比酒更美。
And then in chapter 1 verse it says because your love is better than wine.
我们知道酒可以说这世上呢这个享受的一个代表。
The wine it can represent the enjoyment in the world.
哎呀，因为每次我们有婚礼，不是我们是没有，就是世界上的人哈，当他们办婚礼的时候，他们总是要摆上好的酒。
And they when there is a wedding, they will serve the best wine.
其实不是只有我们现在，主耶稣那个时候也是，是不是
？Not only now, even in the Jesus time.
所以在那个迦拿的婚宴里头呢，主也把水变成酒。
And then Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding at the Canaan.
就我们人啊，因着这个酒呢，哎呀，我们就喜乐。
And because of the wine, we enjoy.
我们就陶醉了。
And then we were drowned.
所以我们的婚礼我们没有放酒。
So 没有。
我们的婚礼我们就不放酒。
Oh, so
免得大家都陶醉了。
So our wine won't serve wine. We don't want you get drunk.
所以看见这个酒呢，这边童女就说到，说这个良人的爱情啊，比酒更好。
And then the Shunammite says The love from her beloved, it's better than wine.
当我们初初尝到主爱的滋味。
When we first taste the love of Christ.
你发现那时候啊，我们真是觉得说主的爱情啊，比什么都好。
We really think the love of Christ is better than everything.
我从前啊，有一段时间，我特别喜欢啊打排球，还有看电影。
Many years ago, I love to play volleyball and watch movies.
那时候还在修大念书的时候
，And I was a student at University of Houston.
到了礼拜五啊，没有课了，下午就跟同学们一起在学校的那体育馆打球。
I will play volleyball in every Friday afternoon.
一打就打整个下午。
I will play the whole afternoon.
年轻的时候体力好啊，一打打整个下午。
I was young, I can play that long.
然后呢？就非常非常这个享受这个打球的时间。
I enjoy playing volleyball very much.
有时候呢，某种事情不能够去打球。
And then sometimes because something happened, I couldn't go.
哎呀，就发现啊，从头到脚浑身不对劲。
I will feel I'm troubled.
就很像那个世界上那个酒精上瘾的人啊，他没有酒精，他全身就很不舒服。
It looks like an alcoholic without alcohol, he will feel troubled.
所以我们看见这就是世上的美酒啊，是实在是是会吸引我们的。
We see the wine in the world is really captured us.
另外一个嗜好呢，喜欢看电影，还有录影带。
My another hobby is to like watch movie and videos.
Yeah. 所以一有时间呢，到了周末，一有时间呢，就去看电影或看录影带。
And one weekend, during weekends, I will go to watch movie or just watch video.
几乎看遍了所有当时新发行的电影。
I watched all the newly released movies.
不管好看不好看。
No matter it's good or not.
就是上瘾了。
And I was addicted.
但感谢主，蒙恩得救以后。
And thank God after I was saved.
哎呀，每天就盼着能够到周末和弟兄姐妹一同来到主面前聚集。
Every day I hope the weekend comes so that I can go together with, meet with the brothers and sisters.
从礼拜一开始就等着礼拜五。
I was waiting Friday come start from Monday.
我不知道你们有没有这样子的心情。
I don't know if you have the same experience.
还是说，哎呀，怎么又到礼拜五了
？And then I think, oh, time flies, Friday again.
所以那时候呢，真是盼望能够每一次。在主的同在里头和弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
I hope each time I can get together with brothers and sisters.
在那段时间呢，也常常在生活当中享受主的爱。
And at that time, I enjoy the love of Christ.
在查经班中呢，常常喜欢把那一周当中经历到主的爱呢，分享给弟兄姐妹。
I like to share my experience from that week at Bible study.
那时候我刚毕业，开始找工作。
I was just graduated and I was searching for a job.
工作不好找。
It's not easy to find a job.
我知道现在当牧友的弟兄姐妹许多都也需要找工作了。
I know some of you are looking for a job.
所以那时候呢，找工作非常艰难。
It was hard to find a job back then.
我寄了好几百封履历表。
I sent over hundreds of resumes.
那么寄履历表，盼望得到什么呢？
What do I expecting?
希望能够有面试的机会，对不对
？I would like to have an interview.
好不容易等到了一个面试。
And finally, I got an interview.
就得要开着我的老爷车。
I drove my old car.
去面试。
I went to my interview.
我记得有一次啊，那个面试的地点是非常远，在就是在北边很外面的地方。
I remember there's one interview was very far. It's in up north.
那时候我住 Clear Lake.
I lived in Clear Lake.
我心里就想。开这条老爷车啊，能不能开到那里都不晓得。
I thought if my old car can take me to the place.
哎，为了这个好不容易拿到一个面试机会，又特别紧张。
And I was nervous because and it's not easy for me to get an
interview. 就拼命的祷告。
So I prayed hard.
祷告，祷告到面试那一天，开车一路也祷告。
And then I prayed until to the day to the interview, and then I all the way to get there.
开到那里说高兴，感谢主。
I praised the Lord because I went there.
去面试又很紧张。
And then I was nervous during the interview.
当然面试也面试的打得不是很好。
I didn't think I do good.
那还得要开那个老爷车，还要开回来。
I have to drive back with.By the old car.
又是一路的祷告。
I have to pray all the way.
啊，终于开回 Clear Lake 啊，感谢赞美主。
And then I praised the Lord because He took me to Clear Lake.
后来工作没有拿到。
I didn't get the offer.
但心里面满了感谢。
But I was full of praise.
就是在那样一个艰难环境当中，仍然享受主的爱。
I still enjoy the love of Christ even in the hardship.
经过了好长一段时间。
And then after a long wait.
好不容易啊。 有公司要我了。
And then there finally there is a company want me.
可是在达拉斯的一个工作。
It was in Dallas.
是个老中公司。
It is a company from a
老中公司。
A Chinese is a Chinese company.
我不是刻意要那个丑中公司。
I don't want to say something bad about this Chinese company.
这个 offer 呢，真的是非常的非常好。
But the offer is really wasn't good.
但对我来讲呢，哇，我就像是一个，就是好像那个。这个久旱逢甘霖啊，感谢主，感谢的不得了。
For me, I praise the Lord because it is like a dew after a long drought.
对我而言，当然就是准备要去了。
Of course, I prepare to go.
可能是我姐妹就说，她心里头不平安。
But my wife wasn't feel peace.
她觉得主对她的儿女所预备的啊，绝对是超过这个让我们。好像里头觉得委屈的这样一个工作。
And then she thought the Lord will prepare better for His children.
当然，经过一段过程呢，哎呀，我就想说，好吧，我就同意说，把这个工作给拒绝了。
And then I agree to turn the job down.
因为当时这个心情，你知道是非常非常不容易的。
You know, it was not easy to do so.
但是我心里面呢。多少还有自己的一个想法。
But I still keep something for myself.
我就想啊，为了主的缘故，为了主的见证缘故的工作给拒绝了。
I thought because of the testimony for the Lord, I turned the job down.
我想主一定预备一个更好的。
And then I thought the Lord will prepare a better one for me.
而且应该很快就预备。
And it will be soon.
就殊不知，这个一拒绝以后呢，又是几个月找不到工作。
And then unfortunately, I waited another couple of months.
那这个时候，我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们会不会？怀疑主的爱。
I don't know if you will doubt about the love of the Lord at this point.
这也是我们在爱的初期的时候我们的一个光景。
This is the situation when at the first stage of our.
一方面我们实在是享受主的爱。
And on one hand, we enjoy the love of Christ.
我们也真实经历过主的爱。
We truly experience His love.
但是我们的心思意念常常还是以我们自己为中心。
But we often self-centered.
我们总还是想说，既然主爱我的话，他一定为我预备也成就许多的事情。
And then we will think, since the Lord loves us so much, He must preserve something for me.
其实的确，主实在是爱我们。
Indeed, the Lord loves us.
他也愿意。把那最好的赐给我们。
He's willing to give us the best.
但是不一定是照着我们的想法。
But it's not according to our willing.
但是不一定是照着我们的时间。
It is not according to our time.
所以在这爱的初期，我们常常对于主的爱呢，我们就会怀疑。
So in the first phase of the love, and then we often doubt about His love.
也容易摇摆不定。
And then we are really often to shake.
所以相信我们也有认识的一些弟兄姐妹，在这个初期当中呢。就离开了主了。
And then, so I know some brother sister at this stage, and they just left.
但在这里，我们看见这个童女呢，她知道她自己有这样的一个情形。
And then here we see this girl. She knew she had this situation.
她觉得好像她所爱的良人有时跟她很亲近。
She felt that her beloved sometimes is close to her.
有时她的良人好像又不爱她，不管她一样。
And then sometimes she felt that her beloved didn't care about her.
她也看见她自己的爱是那样子的，常常在改变。
And then she saw her own love change too.
所以她在第一节，她就对良人发出一个呼召，说：“愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。”
So in chapter 1 verse 4 it says, "Draw me." After you, so that I run after you.
他说 ，We.
We run after you.
所以这读弟兄姊妹读到这里觉得很稀奇。
It's amazing.
这里好像看到是同一个人，他希望被良人来吸引。
It is things, and then she herself wants to be drawn near to her beloved.
但他却也知道说，当他一个人被良人的爱情吸引的时候呢，不仅他自己快跑。还会有许多的其他众童女呢，都一起的快跑来跟随。
But she knew not only after she was drawn near to the beloved, and then also the many others will run after him.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们还在这样一个阶段里头
，if we in such stage，
我们也需要向主发出这样的呼求。
And then we need to the Lord.
主啊，愿你吸引我。
Lord, draw me near.
我们就快跑跟随。
That we run after you.
当主在我们吸引了一个弟兄一个姐妹。
When Lord draw one near to him.
你发现当其中有一位姐妹有一位弟兄因着主的爱的吸引起来快跑跟随主
If there is one brother or sister because of the love of the Lord and then run after him
你发现这个改变这个见证就会吸引更多弟兄姐妹都愿意起来快跑跟随我们的
And that testimony will make many of us willing to run after him
姐妹我们愿不愿意成为那一个
Are we willing to be that one?
我们首先被主来吸引。
And then we are the first one draw near to the Lord.
我们首先起来快跑跟随主。
We're the first one to run after the Lord.
好像有更多的童女都起来来跟随我们的。
So that there will be many come rise up and then run after the Lord.
所以当主在这个阶段用他的爱吸引我们，叫我们起来跟随他的时候
，So when the Lord draw us near and then led us to run after Him,
主就把我们带到这个。爱的第二个阶段
And he will take us into the second stage of his love.
我称它为爱的增长的阶段
And I will call this the stage of the growth of the love.
叫我们爱啊，不仅是对于主的爱的享受，或是我们对于主的那个爱呢，都能够增长。
And then not only we enjoy his love, but the love toward the love towards him will grow.
在这个阶段当中，我们看见在童女的心中发生一个改变。
And then we see in the Shulamite there was a change in her.
因为这个爱的增长，叫她心思有一个转变。
Because of the growth of the love, and then her mind changed.
她渐渐不再是以自己为中心。
And gradually she will no longer self-centered.
她开始以她的良人为她的中心。
And then she will start take her beloved as the center.
所以他说，我属良人，我的良人也属我。
So she said, I am my beloved, and he is mine.
所以我们看见他自己不再是中心了。
And then she no longer the center.
他愿意以他的良人作为他生活的中心。
And she is willing to make her beloved as the center of her life.
这个爱的增长的过程呢，是一个比较慢的过程。
The process to grow is slow.
我想我们大部分弟兄姐妹可能都还在这个当中。
I think many of us were in this process.
在这雅各里头，让我们看见这位良人，他有一个心意，他有一个目的。
And then in the Song of Solomon, we see the beloved has a heart desire and a purpose.
所以我们看见这个良人，他一直往前去的。
So you know this beloved, he always walk forward.
而这个童女呢，她常常会停下来。
And then the Shulamite often stop.
所以在第二章第十节那边，这边就说了，良人就对这个美那个童女说：“我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。”
So in chapter 2 verse 10, the beloved says, "My beloved, arise, my love, my beautiful one, come with me."
但是这个童女呢，她虽然一方面她享受这个良人的爱情
，For the Shulamite, on the one hand, she enjoyed the love of her beloved.
但这个良人要她往前一同去的时候呢，她却不愿意跟随。
Her beloved asked her go with him, but she doubt.
所以到了第三章第一节，这童女就说了，她说：“我寻她却寻不见。”
So in chapter 3 verse 1, it says, "I sought him, but I did not find him."
这里童女里头就产生一个感觉
，So in the girl she had a feeling，
好像这位良人，她所爱的良人离她而去了。
And then she felt that her beloved left him.
这个感觉呢，就搅动了她。
So this feeling stirred her.
她就开始想要起来来寻找她的良人。
And then she wants to rise up and then to seek her beloved.
所以这里让我们看见说，主也是用他的爱来激动我们。
And then here tells us the Lord compels us by His love.
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的感觉。
I believe we all have such feelings.
我们都有这样的经历。
We all have such experience.
当我们开始认识了主的爱
，And then when we understand the love of the Lord,
我们也享受了主的爱。
We enjoyed His love.
但当我们信主了，过了一段时间以后
，And then after we were saved,
我们发现在我们中好像有时候好像主。没有与我们同在。
And then sometimes we feel it's not with us.
虽然从主的话读到说，这客观的事实是主永远不会离开我们。
We know the fact that Lord will never forsake us.
我们头脑里头都知道。
We know this in our head.
但是我们心里头真是觉得说，好像主没有与我们同在。
But in our heart, sometimes we feel that He's not with us.
有时候我们觉得我们祷告，主好像也没有垂听。
And sometimes He did not answer our prayers.
这时候我们就是在这样一个。爱的增长的阶段
That is in the process of the growth of the love.
很可能这个原因，我们有这样一个觉得失去主的同在的一个原因呢，那是因为主要带领我们往前。
The reason probably the Lord wants us to take us to go forward.
主要我们与他同去，为着他的心意，为着他的目的。
He wants us to go with him for his purpose.
但是当我们不愿意的时候，
But when we are unwilling,
在我们主观的感觉里头，好像我们与主就分开了。
And we feel that we will separate with the Lord.
但我们看见在雅歌里头非常稀奇的。
But amazingly in the Psalms,
好像这两个人呢，他往前去了。
And then the beloved went forward.
但他又会跑回来，再来召唤这位童女与他同去。
But he came back and then to call the Shunammite and then say, "Come with me."
所以我们看见，因着这个过程当中，慢慢慢慢的，这位童女呢就被主的爱的召唤所激动。
And gradually, the Shunammite compels by the love of her beloved.
我们知道，当我们信主几年之后，我们在属灵上面都得着了一些的开启。
And then after several years, we were saved in we have the spiritual revelation.
因为当我们读神的话的时候，我们发现圣灵也开启了我们，叫我们能够认识神话语里头的意义。
And then we our Lord also revealed His words to us, and we know the meaning.
有些时候在我们生活当中，主也带领我们有一些那属灵得胜的经历。
And sometimes we even have victorious experiences.
我们能够胜过一些我们从前所不能胜过的罪恶试探的引诱。
And then we can overcome temptation, which is we could not before.
当我们这样经历过一些得胜的经历，
When we have such victorious experiences,
我们感到属灵已经到了高处。
And I think we are at the high peak of and spiritually.
就好像到了黎巴嫩的高峰。
And then we think we're at the peak of the Lebanon.
哎呀，我们说从此以后，我就是在这样一个。属天的光景里头来与主同一同生活。
And then we feel since now on I will live like I will live heavenly.
当我们从雅各书里看到，再从雅各里头看到，那个良人的心意呢，还要把这位童女从那个黎巴嫩的高峰呢，还要把她带下来。
In the Song of Songs, we see the beloved will take the Shunammite down from the peak.
这常常也是我们。一个失败的一个地方。
And then sometimes we failed at this point.
就好像那三个使徒跟从主耶稣到了那变化山上一样。
It's like the three disciples went to the Transfiguration Mountain.
当主耶稣在荣耀里头显现的时候。
When the Lord appeared to them in glory.
彼得就说这里真好。
And then Peter says this is wonderful here.
意思就是说那我们就住在这里好了。
And then he mean that just live here.
我们就不安了。
Let's not go down to the mountain.
不要去各个他的十字架那里。
Let us now go to Golgotha and then to take the cross.
但现在主耶稣还要把他们从那荣耀的变化山上把他们带下来。
And then we know that the Lord take them down from the Transfiguration Mountain.
因为主有一个心意，主有一个目的。
Because Lord has a will and then He has a purpose.
就是各个他的十字架。
And that is the cross at the Golgotha.
他在那里要成就神永远的那个救赎。
And He will fulfill the God's eternal salvation.
所以我们看见神主虽然给我们在生活当中有一些的经历。
We know even Lord gave us some experience in our lives.
但这些的经历其实并不是让我们在那里。单单让我们在那里享受
，But those experiences not only let us to enjoy，
也不是让我们在那里呢，好像可以感到自豪的。
It is not something that we can proud of。
就是一般我们常常会提到的一种属灵骄傲的情形。
And that is the prideful situation in spiritually。
弟兄姐妹，主在我们生活当中有这些属灵的经历和看见。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord gave us the vision。An experience.
在预备我们。
It is to prepare us.
预备我们，在往前的时候呢，我们能够进入与他的苦难里头有交通。
And it's to prepare us when we went forwards, we will have the fellowship into his suffering.
所以这里我们看见，我们就会经历过一段的属灵的情形，好像坐云霄飞车一样。
And then our experience is like we take a roller coaster.
一会儿高一会儿低
It comes ups and downs
我们在聚会的里头我们觉得我们已经到了属灵的高处了
When we come to the gathering we feel we're high
从今以后再也不会跟太太吵架了
And then since now on I will not argue with my wife
就殊不知在从教会离开的路上在车上就跟太太就吵起来了
We don't know and after we leave the gathering we will start argue with the wife
一下子又落到那个低谷里头
And then we go down to the valley
我们的属灵情形就是这样子高高低低的
That's our spiritual situation, ups and downs.
所以我们在属灵的生活当中，我们与主的关系好像也是忽近忽远。
Does our relationship with the Lord sometimes we're close to Him, sometimes we're far from the Lord?
慢慢的，我们开始就产生一个疑惑。
And some, then we start doubt.
我们想说，到底我们属灵的前途在哪里
？And then we see where's my spiritual future?
到底我们属灵的追求有什么意义
？And what's the significance of my pursuing to the Lord？
就好像我们的夏令会
，It's like our summer conference。
再过四天就是我们夏令会。
Four days later is our summer conference。
有里面有的人是第一次参加
，Some of you will be your first time to attend。
我们里头渴慕的不得了
，We're so longing for。
我们就像那个小孩子一样啊，为着夏令会兴奋的睡不着觉。
We're like the kids, and they are so excited they even can't sleep。
但是我们参加了几年之后。
After a couple of years,
我们发现每次在夏令会当中，我们的确主把我们带到那黎巴嫩属灵的高峰。
And then, we experience that Lord take us to the peak of the Nebulon.
我们想从今以后再也不会犯罪跌倒。
And then we think I will never fail again.
就夏令会回来没多。
And then, after you come back from the summer conference,
我们发现在罪恶的试探和世界诱面前。我们又软弱又失败了。
And then we weak and then we fail again before the temptation of sins.
经过了几年以后
，After a couple of years，
我们对夏令会的看法就有个改变。
And then we will think differently.
我们想说，既然每年夏令会去了是到了高峰，回来了又掉到低谷，那去跟不去好像没大太大差别。
Since each time when we gather, we feel we're on the top, and then when we come back, we are go to the bottom.And then it doesn't matter if we go or not.
我们觉得参加夏令会也不过如此。
And then we think it's just like that.
就好像那以色列人在旷野里头，他们能够享受神从天上降下来给他们做食物的玛拿。
It's like the Israelites in the wilderness, they can enjoy manna from heaven.
弟兄姐妹，今天如果神从天上给你降食物吃，你兴不兴奋？
Are you excited if God sent food from heaven?
哇，我们说这不得了了，这是神迹啊！
You say this is a miracle.
这天上好像那个平常如果掉冰块啊，冰块当然也可以当水吃，但是这是马当食物吃的。
But with a hail, you can do nothing, but you can taste as ice. But this is a manna, is food.
哇，刚开始很兴奋的。
They were excited at the beginning.
就吃了一段时间以后
，After a while,
就厌倦了。
And then they are tired of it.
因为他们只能这个玛拿，他们只有两种做法。
Because there is only two ways to eat.
你用水煮了吃，或是用火烤了吃。
You either boil it or you barbecue it.
没有鱼香，也没有这个还有什么？没有像我们中国人有各式各样的做法。
This is not like the cuisine in Chinese.
你不能今天做酸辣，明天做这个糖醋。
You cannot use sweet and sour, and then the sweet and hot and sour and sweet and sour.
所以渐渐的，你发现以色列神的百姓以色列人啊，他们就以这个玛拿了，他们觉得是可厌弃的。
And then the Israelites think they're tired of the manna. They think they didn't need it.
他们觉得天上降下的玛拿还赶不上在埃及重新在埃及里头吃的那个韭菜黄瓜。
And then the manna is not tasted as the chives and the cucumbers in Egypt.
所以他们觉得说，哎呀，这实在是还是世界里头的东西有味道。
They thought things in the world is more tasteful.
我们看见我们属灵上面在这个阶段当中的追求，我们也会有同样的情形。
And then so do us. We have same situation.
所以这里我们看见主就一次一次的再来召唤我们。
So we see that Lord calls us again and again.
主也借着兴起环境再来激动我们。
And He raises up environment to compel us.
他要我们跟随他。往前
He wants us to follow him to go forward.
为着他的心意，为着神的目的，还要继续往前。
For his will, for the purpose of God.
叫我们能够与他的国度，与他的旨意有份。
So that we can partake his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这里我多说一点，我们基督徒属灵的追求，属灵的经历，我们若不往前的话，我们一定就是停滞，甚至以后。
I will emphasize our if we don't go forward, then we will.
所以我们看见主在生活当中给我们有一些的经历，有一些的带领，有一些的开启。
And then the Lord gave us experience, His guidance, His revelation in the past.
乃是在预备我们，叫我们还要跟随他继续的往前。
Is to prepare us to run after Him.
往前是什么意思呢
？To go forward, what does it mean?
就是要我们与他的患难和国度有份。
And we will partake His kingdom and His suffering.
叫我们能够舍己，背起十字架，跟随主往前。
So that we are able to deny ourselves, take our cross to follow Him.
所以到了雅各第五章第二节这里，良人就敲门说：“我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”
And then chapter 5 verse 2, the beloved knocked and says, "Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is covered with dew, locks with the drops of the night."
这里我们看见主耶稣在客西马尼园里头的那幅图画。
And then the picture that the Lord in the Gethsemane.
在我们主耶稣上十字架之前，他到了客西马尼园，在那里祷告。
Before he went to the cross, he prayed in Gethsemane.
他的头满了露水。
And then his head is covered with dew.
他的头发被夜露滴湿。
And his hair was dumped by the night.
他带了三个门徒和他一同在那里。
He took three disciples and then prayed with him.
可在那里我们看见那三个门徒就打瞌睡了。
And then we know the three disciples and they were napped.
这里我们看见这位童女她也休息，她也停顿了。
And then we see the Shunammite, she stops and then she rests.
她与良人好像又分开了。
It seems she separates her beloved.
在这里我们看见主实在是需要我们，需要我们能够与他一同的警醒祷告。
Here we see that the Lord needs us. He needs us to pray with Him.
为着神的义，为着神的国度，我们需要与主一同的警醒祷告。
For the will of God, for the name of God, and we need stay alert and pray.
在这里，主要我们与他的苦难有份。
And here, Lord wants us to partake with His sufferings.
使徒保罗对哥林多写信给哥林多教会的时候，他这么说。
And then when Apostle Paul wrote song to Corinthians at the Church of Corinth,
他说：“现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。”
And then he says, "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you."
并且为了基督的身体，就是教会，要在他肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the church.
这就是主爱的呼召。
That is the calling of His love.
主要叫我们与他的苦难有份。
He wants us to partake His sufferings.
是为了基督的教会。
It is for Christ's church.
是为了基督的身体。
It is for the body.
主要呼召我们在肉身上来补满基督患难的缺欠。
The Lord calling us.In our flesh, what is to in the lack of the affliction of Christ.
因为我们知道今天主仍然在建造他荣耀的教会。
And then we know our Lord is still building up His glorious church.
我们就是他所耕种的田地。
We are His field.
我们是他所建造的房屋。
And we are His building.
而且主呼召我们要与他同工。
And then the Lord calls us to co-work with Him.
来耕种他的田地，来建造他的房屋。
And then to work in His field and in His building.
今天这是神抬举我们，叫我们能够在他教会的建造这样一个荣耀事工上有份。
And He lifted up high so that we can.Be partake with His glorious work.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿不愿意在我们肉身上来补满基督患难的缺欠
？Are we willing to fill up the lacking in the affliction of Christ?
主在十字架上所受的羞辱和痛苦，那个缺欠，那个苦难，我们没有办法，我们无份参与。
We have no right to partake.The sap on the cross that
乃是我们主自己一个人独自担当在十字架上。
And he himself take it alone.
但今天为着他的心意，为着他的目的，要建造教会。
But for his purpose, and he will build his church up.
他抬举我们，他呼召我们，来与他同工，来在我们肉身上来补满这个缺欠。
He raises up to be.To be co-workers with him to build up his church.
我们愿不愿意为着主建造他的教会警醒祷告
？Are we willing to pray for his church？
我们愿不愿意为着主建造他的教会一同受苦
？Are we willing to suffer with him to build up his church？
兄姐妹，这个受苦还不单是说到我们能够在教会里头做一些事。
The suffering is not mentioned. We can work at the church.
这里最重要的乃是祷告，乃是舍己。
More important is to pray, is is to deny ourselves.
就当我们借着祷告与神同工。
And when we work with God through prayers.
就当我们舍己背十字架，让主来使用我。
Only when we are willing to take our cross and then and may the Lord use us.
让主先用十字架在我们身上来工作。
And then we will let Him deal with us by the cross for us first.
也叫我们成为他自己合用的那个器皿，来建造他的教会。
Then we will become the useful vessel to build His church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要来答应主这个呼召。
We have to answer His calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们原本与神的国与神的旨意是无份无关的。
And then we have nothing to do with His will, His purpose, and His kingdom.
今天主既然愿意将这神在宇宙间最荣耀的一个杰作来邀请我们与他同工。
And then today that Lord is willing to ask us to partake this with Him.
那我们就要问自己一个问题：我愿不愿意
？We have to ask ourselves a question: Am I willing?
弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿意
？Are you willing?
如果我们愿意。我们就感谢赞美主。
If you are willing, we praise the Lord.
主爱是叫我们能够愿意答应他的呼召，来与他同工。
Because His love compels us, willing to answer His call.
那如果我们不愿意怎么办呢
？And then what about if we are not willing?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要看见在雅各中这位童女所看见的。
And then we need to see what the Shunammite saw in the Psalm of Songs.
在第五章第四节那里，童女说。
In chapter 5, verse 4, the Shunammite says,
他说我的良人从门孔里伸进手来。
My beloved put his hands by the latch of the door.
我便因他动了心，起来要给我良人开门。
And then my heart yearned for him. I rose to open for my beloved.
这里童女说我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。
And then here she says, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock.
这里我们看见这位良人在门外的时候，这个门有个门孔，他就把手伸进来，童女看见。
And then when the beloved knocked the door, there was a latch, so he put his hands in so that the girl will see his hand.
这个手就说出了主钉痕的手。
That is the hand with the nailed mark from our Lord.
当这位童女看见这钉痕的手，这舍命的大爱的时候，她的心就被激动了。
When the Shunammite saw the hand with nailed mark, then her heart yearned for him.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的属灵经历里头，多或多或少，圣灵也都曾经借着十字架在我们身上有一些的制作。
We know in the past, more or less, the Lord has worked with us by His nailed hand.
但是我们发现我们在跟随主的道路上，我们跟跟停停，跟跟停停。
But we found that when we follow Him, we work and we stop.
有时候到一个程度，我们就说，哎呀，我不愿意再跟了，我愿意停顿下来。
And to the point that say, Lord, I don't want to follow you anymore. I want to stop.
可这时候，我们需要看见这位童女所看见的。那钉痕的手。
And then here we need to see what the Shunammite see. We need to see his nail.
因为那钉痕的手就说出了主舍命的大爱。
Because his nailed hand it represents his great love that he gave his life to us.
所以我们看见当这位童女要去开门的时候。
And when the girl is about to go open the door for him.
她发现这个良人又离开了。
And then she finds out that the beloved left again.
但我们发现他的心已经被激动。
他
she. Yeah.
Okay, so her heart is already yearned for him.
就这里看见他被了这个基督，这个基督的舍命的大爱激动了他的心。
And then we know the dying love of Christ.Yarn her heart.
这里他说到一个图画，他的手呢，他两手和指头呢有墨药汁滴下。
And here give us a picture. That means there is a myrrh dripped from his hands and fingers.
这墨药汁是从哪里来的呢
？Where were the myrrh came from?
我们相信这墨药汁乃是从良人的手所滴下来。
And we know the liquid myrrh is from the hand of her beloved.
因为这墨药就说到了死。
Because the moral, the myrrh tells about death of Christ.
就说到了基督十字架上的死。
It's talking about the death that Christ had on the cross.
基督的死在十字架上就好像那末药的香气一样。
The death of Christ on the cross is like the fragrance of the aroma of the.
也像那末药汁一样。
It's like the liquid myrrh.
从主的手钉痕的手就流下来。
It drippedFrom his nailed hands and
留在那个门栓的上面。
And then it dripped on the lash of the door.
所以当这位童女要去开门的时候
，When the girl about to open the door，
这墨药汁就流到她的两手和她的掌面。
And so the myrrh went to her hands and fingers.
姐妹，你有没有想过，为什么保罗在他一蒙恩之后，他就能够一直的往前，跟随主一直的往前？
Have you ever thought about why Paul, after he just saved, that he can follow the Lord?
保罗曾经说过，他为着主的缘故，他受了多少的逼迫，受了多少的苦难。
And Paul used to say, for the sake of the Lord, and he was persecuted many times.
为什么保罗能够一直的往前呢
？And then why, how come he can always went forward?
为什么保罗能够为着教会，就是基督的身体，他能够受那样的苦，他仍然的往前跟随主
？And how come Paul still went forward even he suffered much?
保罗的秘诀是什么
？What is his secret? Secret.
我相信就在哥林多后书第五章保罗所说的。
And then I believe it's from the First Corinthians. It tells what Paul says.
他说：“原来基督的爱激励我们。”
The love of Christ compels us.
弟兄姐妹，你的双手有没有吗
？Is there a moral on your hands？
弟兄姐妹，你的指头有没有墨药汁滴下
？And then if there a moral dripped from your fingers？
你的心有没有被基督的爱所激励
？Is your heart compels by the love of Christ.
这个激励这个原文，它是一个非常强的一个字。
The encouragement actually in the original is force.
它是带着一个很强的能力，迫使你不得不这样子往前。
It comes with a great power to force you have to do this way.
在这里，保罗说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
And Paul says the love of Christ compels us.
所以当基督的爱在保罗里面激励他的时候
When the love of Christ compelled Paul,
你发现无论是任何的艰难
No matter what hardship,
无论是任何的逼迫
No matter how many persecutions,
再也不能叫保罗停下来
It won't stop Paul.
这个爱一直激励着他
Love compelled him,
激励着他跟从主一直的往前
And then so he followed the Lord go forwards.
弟兄姐妹我们看见只有基督的爱能够把我们从自己的里头拯救出来
And then we see only the love of Christ can save us out of ourselves.
就好像我们没有一个人能够把自己从地上举起来一样
It is like no one can lift himself up from the ground.
我们没有一个人能够靠着自己的意志，我们说好，我要舍己背十字架来跟从主。
None of us can say I will take my cross, follow the Lord by our own strength.
或许你曾经试过
，Maybe you tried.
你发现不久你失败了
，And then you failed.
或许你曾经试过，你也好像成功过
，Maybe you tried and then you succeeded.
但终究你还是要落败
，Eventually you failed.
保罗在这里告诉我们那个秘诀。
And Paul tells us the secret.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
It is the love of Christ compels us.
只有基督的爱激励我们。
Only the love of Christ compels us.
就当那墨药汁从我们主钉痕的手中流到我们的手上的时候。
And then when the myrrh dripped from the nailed hand Lord into our hands.
弟兄姐妹，只有这样的墨药的手上，我们才有可能能值得跟从主往前。
And only our hands with the moral, then we are, and then we can, we're able to follow the Lord.
也只有当我们手上有墨药汁的时候，弟兄姐妹，主才能够使用我们的服事来叫弟兄姐妹也得着这个生命和这个爱。
The Lord only can use us to serve Him when we have the moral on our hands.
我记得魏弟兄有一次跟我说到，他年轻在上海还在读大学的时候。
And then I remember Brother Wei told me when he was studying in Shanghai.
In Shanghai, 他有一次有机会参加江立松传福音的聚会。
And then one time, she went to a gospel preach from Brother Kang.
他说，当江立松在那里传讲基督的大爱的时候
，When Brother Kang is preached the love of Christ.
和江立松的手是他从年轻就会抖。
So Brother Kang's hands.We're shaking.
当江立松的手在那里抖的时候
，When Brother Kang shaking，
他在那里传讲基督大爱的时候
When he preached the great love of Christ,
弟兄说他印象非常深刻，好像从弟兄的手，他的指尖就流出了那基督的爱。
And then Brother Wei is, and then he has, he's very, deeply impressed, and then he remember it's kind of the great love of Christ drip down from Brother Kang's fingers.
他说非常感动人。
It was very touching.
弟兄姐妹，为什么神能够使用江弟兄来把他的大爱显明呢？
Then why God can use Brother Kang to manifest His great love?
你们如果还记得上一次我和你们交通到江弟兄的见证
，Do you still remember the testimony that I shared with you about Brother Kang?
我们就明白了这个秘诀。
And then we understand the secret.
乃是原来基督的爱激励了我们的江弟兄。
It was the love of Christ compiled our brother.
乃是那墨药汁从主钉痕的手流到了江弟兄的手中。
It's the myrrh dripped from the nail of the Christ to Brother Kang.
所以我们看见就的弟兄能够跟随主往前。
So that our brother will went forward,
一直
都
往前
follow the Lord, and then go forward.
直到今日。
And until today.
已经100岁了，主仍然使用我们的弟兄来建造、来服侍主的教会。
And then he is 100 years old, and then our Lord still use him to build up the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道，在我们圣徒当中，我们彼此的关怀和看顾是非常重要的。
And then we know it's very important between saints to care each other.
但是光光我们知道这个道理、这个需要还不够。
It's not enough we just understand this.
因为没有多久，我们就没有办法能够继续的往前。
And after a while, and there's no way for us to go forward.
但是当我们如果看见主钉痕的时候
，But if we see the nailed hand of the Lord.
当这墨药汁从主的手上流到了我们的手上。
And then when the myrrh dripped from the Lord's hands to us.
当基督的爱在我们里面来激励我们的时候。
When the love of Christ compels us.
弟兄姐妹，我们就能够爱我们的姐妹。
Then we are able to love our brothers.
不仅可爱的我们能够爱。
We can not only love the one who is lovable.
就是不可爱的，我们也能够因着基督的爱的激励，我们也能够爱他。
Even the unlovable, we're still able to love.
比方我们的配偶。
And then, for example, our spouse.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要基督的爱，常常来激励我们。
And then we need the love of Christ compels us.
所以最后就把我们带到了第三阶段，爱的成熟。
And then take us to the mature stage.
这里我很快的说，这里同理就说，我属良人，他也恋慕我。
And the Shunammite says, "I am my beloved," and then his desire is towards me.
在第六章那里呢，众童女他们说了一段话，说回来回来，苏拉密女，回来回来，使我们得看见你。
And then in chapter 6, and then all the girls it says, return, return, all Shulamite, return, return, that we may go upon you.
我们看见这时候众童女呢，他们都等着，都渴望着要看这个位苏拉密女。
And then here we see all the girls want to look up Shulamite.
这苏拉密女就说了，这位童女她在这个爱的里头，她的成长达到了这个成熟的一个光景。
Now the Shulamite, because of the growth of the love, and she's mature.
这里苏拉密女就说出了耶稣基督那个丰满荣耀的见证。
And then here the Shulamite it represents the testimony of the Christ's love.
新妇已经装备整齐了。
And then the bride is prepared.
所以童女已经成熟了。
And the virgin is mature.
所以到第七章，我们看见这位童女呢，就这个新妇，她能够成为这位良人的帮手。
And then here we see the bride become the helper of the beloved.
她以前呢是停顿不往前。
Before she stops and now went forward.
第七章十一节那边，她现在她能够起来对良人说：“我的良人来吧。”你我可以往田间去。
In chapter 7, verse 11, now she can say, "Come, my beloved, let us go to the field."
我们看见新妇已经长大成熟。
See the bride is mature.
她认识良人的心意。
And then she knows her beloved.
她明白良人的目的。
She understands his purpose.
她能够主动的对良人说：“我们一同往神所耕种的田地去。”
So she's willing to say to him, "Let us go to the field."
她能够成为良人的帮手。良人的同工。
And then she becomes the helper and the co-worker of her beloved.
我们从保罗身上就看到这样的一个见证。
And then we see the testimony from Paul.
保罗在腓立比书那里他说他知道他离世与主同在是好得无比的。
In Philippians, Paul says, it is better for me to go with the Lord.
弟兄们，我们是不是也常常这么说？
And then do we say this too?
但是我们是认真的吗？
Are we serious?
我们真的觉得说离世与主同在是好的无比。
Are we really mean that? Do we will be with the Lord? It is better.
保罗是认真的。
But Paul was serious.
因为他已经看万事为粪土。
Because he regard everything as a rubbish.
他已经以基督为至宝。
And then he already regard Christ as his precious.
这句话是保罗真实的心声。
This is the voice from Paul.
但是保罗也告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
他说。但是他还留在地上呢，乃是为着教会的缘故。
But he remains in this world, it's for the sake of the church.
他说为着教会，为着你们，是更是要紧。
And then for you, for church.
我们看见保罗，他是一个成熟的心腹。
And then we know Paul. Paul was a mature bride.
他能够与主同工。
And then he can co-worker with.
来预备。教会成为基督的心腹。
To prepare the church as a bride.
所以我们看见在保罗这里，他不再是一个为自己活的人。
And here we see Paul no longer live for himself.
他乃是一个为那替他死而复活的主而活的人。
But he lived for the Lord who died for him.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也因着基督的爱激励我们？
And then are we compelled by the love of Christ?
我们今天也愿意像保罗，像主这么说。
Are we willing to say to the Lord like?
说原来基督的爱激励我。
And then the love of Christ tells me.
所以我愿意不再为自己活。
So that I am willing to no longer live for myself.
所以我愿意为那替我死而复活的主活。
So that I'm willing to live for the Lord which has died for me.
我们看见在这里，心腹与良人完全的合一。
And see we see the oneness from the bride. And her beloved.
这里我们看见基督舍命的爱，把这个心腹带到这样一个完全成熟的里头。
And here we see the dying love from the Christ, and then may causes the bride into mature.
这是基督的爱。
That is the love of Christ.
这是得胜的爱。
That is the victorious love.
第八章说，爱情重水不能熄灭。大水不能淹没。
Chapter 8 it says, many waters cannot quench love.Nor can the flood drown it.
所以在这首雅歌最末了的结语，他乃是这么说：“我的良人呐、啊，求你快来。”
At the end of the Song of Songs, it says, "Come, my beloved."
我们看这位心腹预备好了，他等候，他也催促他所爱的良人快快回来。
And here we see the bride is prepared, so she hasting.His bridegroom come.
弟兄姐妹，这个结语就跟整本圣经最末了的结语是一样的。
The conclusion of this book is the same as the whole conclusion of the whole Bible.
所以我们也与历世历代众圣徒一同包括在里头。
So we are included with all the generations, all the saints in generations.
启示录二十二章二十节说。
In Revelation chapter 22:20.
主耶稣，我愿你来。
And it says, Come, Lord Jesus.
愿圣灵与教会都说，主啊，愿你快来。
May the Holy Spirit and the church says, Lord, come.
愿我们能够这样一直活在主的爱里。
And let us to live in the love of Christ.
愿基督的爱天天激励我们众人。
May the love of Christ compels us every day.
要预备好。
So that we will be,
主的快来。
So we'll be well prepared for the return of the Lord.
好，那我们再头有点祷告。
And let's bow and pray.
我们把早晨的话仰望在你自己恩手中。
Lord, we look upon the words into your hands.
主，愿你看我们每一个蒙你爱的人的眼睛。
May you open all our inner eyes.
主，叫我们能够看见你那钉痕的手。
So that we will see your nailed hands.
主，愿你那木药能够从你手上。也能够滴在我们的手上。
May the myrrh from your hands will drip to our hands.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
And then may the love of Christ compel us. 主，愿
今天你的爱再一次激励我们。
So may your love compel us today.
主啊，好叫我们都不再为自己活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
我们能够为那爱我们、为我们舍命、替我们而死的主而活。
We will live for the Lord who died for us and loved us and then Thank you.
主，愿你也来吸引我们。
Lord, draw us near to you.
叫我们也都起来跟随你。
So that we can rise up and run after you.
愿你在我们身上，你的心意早日得着。
May your will be accomplished.
愿你会能够装备整齐。
May your church be prepared.
来等候你的回来。
And wait for your return.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.